President Asif Ali Zardari and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Tuesday paid tribute to Pakistan's armed forces and civilians martyred in recent Indian attacks, vowing that the nation stood united and prepared to defend its sovereignty at all costs. In a strongly worded statement, President Zardari condemned what he called India's blatant aggression and said the violence had only strengthened the resolve of the Pakistani people. "We are proud of the sacrifices of our martyrs. Our brave forces have successfully defended the nation and the country's integrity," Zardari said, referring to Operation Bunyanem Marsus, which he said shattered the enemy's arrogance. He expressed condolences to the families of those martyred, including women and children, and prayed for the swift recovery of the injured. "The people and armed forces of Pakistan are always ready to thwart any aggression and will give a crushing response to every attack on our national security," Zardari added. In a separate statement, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said the Pakistan armed forces had fulfilled their promise to the nation by protecting the homeland and confronting Indian military actions with full force. "We not only defended the country but ensured that the sovereignty and integrity of Pakistan remained unscathed," he said. "Operation Bunyanem Marsus made it clear to India that it must respect the sovereignty of other nations." Sharif paid tribute to the 5 personnel of the Pakistan Air Force and 6 officers and soldiers of the Pakistan Army who were martyred. He also expressed grief over the loss of 40 innocent civilians, including 15 children and 7 women, during the Indian strikes. "We have not forgotten the martyrs of the nation, nor will we do so, and their families will never be left alone," the Prime Minister stated. He reiterated the government's commitment to supporting the families of the martyrs and confirmed that a state-backed martyrs package had been announced. "We are a peaceful nation, but we know how to respond to any aggression," Sharif said, calling Operation Bunyanem Marsus a clear demonstration of Pakistan's readiness and resolve. The remarks from the country's top leadership come amid rising military tensions between India and Pakistan following cross-border hostilities that claimed dozens of lives on both sides. Both leaders called for unity in the face of aggression and reaffirmed the government's responsibility to uphold the country's territorial integrity and protect its citizens.